from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Vinny's the dude, man. Like, I like watching the guy play. He's got my favorite swing that they have when he goes up here, but this is definitely bad news, of course, for the Kansas City Royals. I guess the real question is, where do they go from here? Who do they bring up? They bring up an extra catcher because obviously Sal Perez is going to be playing a lot of first base for you. Fermín has been awesome. He'll be catching too. So you go catcher. And you bring up a position player like Nick Prado. I know that my man Drew here really wants Jack Caglione, the first pick from the Royals for the University of Florida, to come up. But he's at Quad Cities, and yeah. I know Dusty wants him too.
Why not, Bink?
Well,
at this point,
you just have to be careful. So, well, I mean, there's a reason they do have minor leagues for a reason. I know he's a college player and it's closer acclimated to playing at the major league level, but you do have to be careful with guys that you don't, you know, give him some of the upper level talent, which is what they'll be facing some of the best teams in major league baseball for the rest of the season. That's always tough. You know, what about a Carter Jensen? You know, he's the Royals' fifth top prospect, played at Park Hill High School, having an awesome year down in AA for the Kansas City Royals. You know, could they bring him up? Brian O'Keefe, the journeyman, 31-year-old catcher that's in Omaha now. He's got 16 bombs, and he's hitting .280. Do you do back up another catcher, or do you bring up another first baseman and then have Sal Perez behind the plate with Fermín, which is obviously a choice that they'll probably make, put Nick Prado there at first base. I assume that's what they'll do.
I think you might start there, but it's easy to say this now, I guess, in hindsight of the injury to Vinny, but you weren't supposed to be here in the first place. Like, nobody expected you to be here in the first place. So if you bring up O'Keefe or whoever, and they're okay, but they're not, you know, you feel like there could be a little extra juice put in there, why not give them a shot? I mean, because right now they're still in a comfortable position right now.
But you also don't want to do like we've seen with other players, to get called right up and then you fail, then it gets in their head at that point that,
yeah.
You know, in Major League Baseball, you don't want someone just to totally fail. So that could be a problem. You don't want that.
Oh, no, of course not. Of course. Yeah.
What's he hitting right now in A-ball? 235? Like, he's got just two bombs. He's hitting 235 with Quad Cities. And you just got to be careful. You don't want to ruin this guy's future.
I just feel like the guys that you mentioned, though, like they're fine, but they're not going to replace Vinny. I'm not saying that Jack Caglione can do that, but in regards to having a bat that can, like a potential bat that can break open a game or give you that big hit, I mean, you go to a guy that had a ridiculously good season in at Florida, and you don't have to worry about him pitching at all. You know, just say, all right, dude, your job is to come in here and just to rake.
I mean, they've done it with Brandon Finnegan back in 2014. Remember, he played in the College World Series, and he played in the regular World Series, and then you really didn't hear much about Brandon Finnegan after that experiment that happened. I just don't want to see the kid come up here and you ruin him. Well, you're not going to ruin him, but you know what I'm saying. You set back. And we've seen this happen with different guys that get called up too early.
Yeah, but
Baltimore had that situation earlier this year.
On the flip side, I know that, but on the flip side, you bring him up and he plays really well and you're like, all right, here we go. I mean, this is like, it's your moment, and you don't want him to feel like the moment's too big for him. I understand what you're saying, Bink, but at this point, screw it. Why not? Like, I think that with this case and in the stance that they're at, maybe you try it for a couple weeks with O'Keefe or whoever, and you just see how it goes.
If that's the direction you want to go.
Or maybe you just, or may, I don't.
Unless you want to just bring up a first baseman, you have Sal back there, and for me, in business as usual.
That, I think, makes the most sense. But
it does.
At this point, for them, you know, from our J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965, from the 913, bring Jack up to DH. What do you have to lose? I think that last part of it is part of why I'm, and maybe Dusty's on that side of things as well, is why not just see what he's got at this level where they're big at bats and everything. I don't think the moment's too big where if he comes up and he struggles, fine. He wasn't supposed to be up here anyways. It's not like the pressure's on him because this is his one shot or his big moment to make it.
Well, you remember Jackson Holliday that the Orioles brought up way too soon.
Yeah.
And, I mean, currently right now he does have 5 home runs, but he's hitting 172.
I think you bring up a good you bring up a fair point, and I get it, but this is one of those who do you think has a better chance of making a bigger difference, if you will? Like, Billy O'Keefe is fine, but is he going to – he's more of like a
– That was just for catching depth if you decide to keep Sal at first base all the time.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're getting a lot from me.
And I'm not saying that, again, that Jack Caglione is going to be Vinny, because he's not right away. But we know the talent that he's got, and he's done a really solid job where he's garnering attention from what he's already done in high A, and I know it's only high A.
But he's hitting .234 against – high A pitching. What do you think that translates to Major League Baseball? Hitting .234 for A ball.
But why would you not just try it at this point? Because I think a lot of people, like the consensus is,
hey, I'm all for it, but it's kind of like throwing in the towel a little bit.
Well, the consensus is we're screwed from at least the Royals don't believe this, of course, but a lot, you know, the fan base might be thinking, dang, you know, we're in trouble now.
And he also start the clock with him and everything else. Listen. It would be fun, yeah, but this team, you know, poison. What really sucks is that they were going to have 3 guys over 100 ribs, right? Vinny, Bobby, and Sal Perez. I mean, they were the first team to have 3 guys over 70 RBI in all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
The only team to have 3 guys over 80 RBI in Major League Baseball. The only team currently to have 3 guys over 90 RBI. And this is how incredible this is. You look at 2014 and 15. 2014, 74 RBI led the team. They made the game 7 of the World Series. 2015, they had 1 guy over 100. It was Kendrys Morales, 106.
That's what makes
it. It just shows you how much better this team. And Vinny was on the cusp of, you know, 20 home runs. This sucks, man.
I was going to say that part that you're explaining now is what makes this suck so bad because of the roster. And we even talked about this when Cody and Alex ran. I think it was last week. Because Cody said this roster is better than the roster in 2014. And it's not that controversial of a thing to say because if you look, as you just mentioned, at the production and the starting rotation, it's a solid group. It's a really good group. And in the AL, where it seems like anything can happen, losing Vinny at this time of the year is really brutal. And by the way, I don't know if anybody on the text line remembers this. I don't remember who it was exactly, but I texted Alex and Cody last night. It came up on the show that, hey, the Twins are having some issues. Other teams are having issues with injuries. The Royals actually have been relatively fine. And at that moment, you try to knock on any wood you can, but that conversation came up. And sure enough, we had that happen last night, which absolutely sucks. As you said, to have it happen in this moment, not, you know, it, obviously in hindsight, you'd rather have it happen in May, 6-day week absence, than in August when you're trying for that playoff push.
It is, you know, the old sports cliche, Drew. Next man up. It is.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a little bit different. It's much different in Major League Baseball. I think when you hear next man up philosophy, I think it works for some positions, some it doesn't. I mean, obviously, if Patrick Mahomes goes out, you can't really say, "Hey, next man up." It's Grand Canyon size gap between him and Carson Wentz,
right?
And edge rushers, like typically edge rushers, to get to the quarterback. That's the reason why they make big money. Because most of them, and I've charted the last 3 years of top 20 sackers, most of them are first-round picks. Not only that, but 1 through 18. And lately we've seen some later first-round selections like, you know, you get a Max Crosby in there, it's not a first-round pick, and then Karloftis into the first round. So you see more and more of it, but typically first-round picks. And yeah, there's some second and third-rounders mixed in, but predominantly it's first-round picks. It's not easy to say, hey, just next man up, go in and do it. But to me, Vinny was more than just that production you were getting. This guy was a leader on the team taking ownership. I mean, this is this is two guys' team, young, one older. It's Sal Perez's team, 100%. He's the captain. But the younger guys, the future, to me, it's about Bobby and it's about Vinny. That's what this team is. And if this team does make the postseason, will Vinny come back? It could. I mean, he's going to do everything he can to be back. Can you imagine this team making the postseason, Vinny not being a part of it after being a big part of the reason they're
I don't want to imagine it.
Well, yeah, it sucks.
But we kind of have to now, yeah.
But if you're out 2 months, I mean, you're out through September and October.
Yeah.
And you get the postseason in October.
Yeah. I think that's the – I mean, he might – I don't know when exactly the World Series falls. About this time. I mean, 6 to 8 weeks. If the Royals make the World Series, he can be back.
Well, the good news is there's 27 games left.
Potentially.
There's 27 games left, 5.5 games above the Red Sox at this point, which, by the way, Cleveland still has to play Boston. That's going to be interesting because if you really want that division, like, who do you go for then? You kiss your cousin or your sister in that. Minnesota's lost 4 straight. They've lost 8 of their last 10 games. Like, Minnesota's trending in the wrong direction. So that is good news for the Kansas City Royals, that the Minnesota Twins aren't exactly playing good baseball at this point. I don't think it changes anything. You're 5.5 games up and you got 27 games left, that is so tough for any team to pass the Royals.
Yeah, that's right. Again, I think the Jack Caglione thing is overreaction. It's, why not do it? You're right, though, Bink, is that they're in a spot where they don't have Vinny, but it's not like the roster is not capable of still making the playoffs given the situation that they're in. Like, they've built up that gap between the Red Sox, and the Red Sox haven't been playing well really either. I mean, any time that the Royals have lost a game or lost a couple games, the Red Sox have done the exact same thing. So with 27 left, I think they'll be okay. As well, it does just stink. It just puts a damper on the whole thing because of all the conversation of, well, the AL is more open. The Royals they're within touch of the best record in the AL right now. Like, they're one of the, you know, you could argue that Bobby Witt Jr. is the MVP. Like, all of this, and then to have the injury now, it stinks. We're going into the postseason. If they make it, when they make it, they're not going to be able to have one of their go-to guys, at least for the beginning, which is it obviously sucks.
Yeah, Boston had gone on a streak where they lost 4 straight, but they did win 2 out of 3 against Toronto, which is no great shakes. They played Detroit, and Detroit's been high. Here's the one thing about Boston. You know they're 7 games under 500 at home? Like, Fenway has not been good to the Red Sox. They're 31-38.
It's crazy to think
They're 11 games over on the road.
Yeah.
But at home, they've not been a very good team at all. They're 7 games under 500, which is really weird because you think you build your team for your ballpark. Well, Boston forgot that part.
Yeah, you would think that you'd be a little bit better at home, particularly, and not saying that that Fenway is enough to make you play better, but it's Fenway Park.
Vinny was coming on. To be honest with you, I agree with some of the people on MLB Network that have said it before too. Like, who's the most underrated player in Major League Baseball? It's Vinny. Vinny with his 97 RBI. I mean, the dude was tough. The dude was a team leader for this team. But you know who's going to have to step up even more than he already does, which he does everything? He literally does everything but fly the plane on the charter, Bobby Witt Jr.
He might even do that too.
He might. He might even select the temperature of the cheese in postgame.
Well, and the good thing too about what you just said, Bink, is that it's not like they're relying on somebody who has moments of good but also moments of bad. Like, Bobby Witt is the one guy that you need to rely on to step up even more. And when you have a superstar like that, he's built for these sort of moments where it's like, hey, we have a little bit of a problem. We need you to put the team on your back a little bit and carry us into the postseason. And we know that Bobby's capable of doing that thing. So, yeah, I think they're going to be okay.
Well, you have to be. I mean, you don't have any choice. And this team's done so much so far this season to exceed expectations. Will it be a rallying cry for him? I think it has to be. You still got Perez. You still got Bobby Witt Jr. You got Fermin that's coming in doing what
Matthew's
he's doing.
Been playing well.
You're probably going to get Renfroe back maybe, hopefully, this weekend. MJ has definitely been a different player than he was earlier this season. I mean, there's some reasons to be excited about this team.
Yeah, and I think that they've shown you enough this season where, yes, Vinny's absence is very impactful, but that doesn't prohibit them, that doesn't mean they're just going to fall off a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Cliff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.